A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday. You know, BYU basketball, they lost out on a center prospect out of the transfer portal in Mo Njai. He committed to SMU. A little bit of a loss there because he was a 6'10 big all-MAC freshman team performer out of Eastern Michigan. Would have been a nice front court piece because BYU lacks some size. But the nice thing is that BYU did get a signing last week from Braden Moore, a 6'8" point forward, whatever you want to position you want to call him. He comes from the Kanye West, and yes, the Kanye West. Yeezy taught him well. Donda Academy. Braden Moore joins us now here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Braden, welcome into the show. How has the response been from Cougar Nation to your signing with BYU?
Yeah, it definitely hasn't been. I haven't been disappointed. It's been pretty nuts. You know, just the coaches have warned me that fans are kind of crazy. So, or I guess passion is the right word. But yeah, I mean, shoot, it was pretty sweet. Just, you know, Twitter, Instagram, you know, I got a ton of messages, just, you know, super positive. It was great. So,
you know, I think a lot of Cougar fans were excited to see you announced because you've got the ability to potentially play and have a chance to compete for some significant playing time this year. And we can get to all that here momentarily. But I'm curious, when you took your official visit a couple weeks ago, what questions did you have for BYU staff that you wanted to be answered? Because you were a high-profile recruit with a lot of options. What questions did you have for BYU staff?
Yeah, I asked the questions of what they saw out of me, like what do you think I could develop into, what do they want me to be, what can I do immediately to help, what things I need to work on, what things do I not need to work on as much, Coach Robinson, the assistant who recruited me, he actually did an at-home visit with me. So that was mainly when we got our questions, when we asked a lot of questions. Mainly most of it was about the LDS faith. I'm an evangelical Christian, so that was a little different. But we obviously, you know, I'm still going to BYU. So you know, it whatever you know answers or questions I ask, you know, clearly are answered the right way. And you know, my family, we all feel confident sending me there, and I'm excited and just happy to play for Coach Pope and Cougar Nation.
I'm curious more with Mark Pope. He's always been a guy, since I've been following him and covering his program, that he has so much energy. The guy is relentless. How would you describe how he, Coach Robinson, were throughout this process while they recruited you?
Just phenomenal. They were very hands-on and very, you know, informative and very – they really wanted to answer every question I had and wanted me to feel comfortable with my decision. They didn't want me to rush. They wanted to make sure I made the right decision. So, you know, just – through all of it, you know, that they just, you know, any concern we had or anything that, you know, we were asking or whatever, they always filled in the blank for us. And, you know, I just remember one night my parents wanted to talk to him. And so that he talked to my parents for 30 minutes on the phone. So like just stuff like that was just phenomenal. And he just was great. And, you know, he's a fantastic coach as well as a person. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, people talk about, you know, people don't realize that your teammates is, you know, the people that you're around. I mean, I got to say, 80% of the time, more than that, actually. So, you know, so the people he recruits are people like me, and that's very attractive, right? So, so at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to be around great teammates that are going to push me every day, make me better, and be around a great coaching staff. And obviously Coach Pope, who you know, I'm excited to play for.
Talk with Braden Moore here on KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. I'm curious, Braden, when you finish your prep career at Donda Academy, and we'll touch on that here soon, I bet, but you had some official visits to last year, Nebraska, Rutgers, Wisconsin, BYU. Were you able to have a fifth official visit, or did the official visit count kind of reset once you matriculated into Donda Academy? How did that kind of work?
Yeah, so I took those three official visits, and then before I committed to Rutgers, and then that was a part of my junior year. Mm-hmm. Technically, because of COVID, it was all jacked up. It was all messy. And then senior year it restarted, and so I took a couple of visits. I'm not going to name drop, but to mid major and high major schools, and just you know, I just knew that BYU is the place. And you know, it was pretty clear when I visited the first time, this is kind of where I need to be, you know. You know how, you know, people say that, like, you know, when you visit that school and you know which place it is, I knew it was BYU. So yeah, I mean, just, you know, it was an up and down road through it all with Donda, and but yeah, I mean, it was great in the end. So
how young did you get involved with the game of basketball? And I ask this because you know, some guys, you know, like one of your teammates, Ali Atiki, the guy has only played about 40 organized games, and that's of basketball, and that's to date after a year of college basketball under his belt. Were you someone that took to basketball at a very young age, or maybe someone that blossomed later? What was maybe your trajectory with this sport?
Yeah, I mean, I played pretty young. I didn't really take it seriously. Like, I wasn't one of those kids who had a trainer. I didn't start using a trainer until my junior year. So all from that on, it was just playing AAU on my own. Like, I never was really training. You know how people, everyone these days has a trainer. Yep. I have a trainer right now just because, you know, that's kind of what everyone does when you're back home. But when growing up, you know, it was just me on the driveway pretty much. So I guess in a way, like, you know, I didn't really, that's how I became such a good shooter, just because I would constantly shoot all day long. But yeah, I mean, I grew up in Southern California, so I, you know, my dad played basketball, so I kind of just, you know, I had a knack for it as a kid and was really competitive, and I just naturally was really good. Just had a high IQ, but over time, you know, I developed my shot and all that. But yeah, I mean, I didn't shoot it. I don't usually shoot it often, but I didn't shoot a three pointer until I was in eighth grade in a game.
Wow.
So, and then that next year I started as an eighth grader at my high school team. So yeah, quick turnaround.
Your year at Donda Academy, naturally, I think everyone probably on the surface looks at the Kanye West tie in there, but you know, for me, the amount of star power and the level of talent that's on that roster that you were part of, how much do you feel like you improved as a player competing against the high level of talent day in, day out on your own team?
Yeah. I mean, it was a dogfight every practice. You know, it was, you know, you had to get your hands dirty and get in there kind of type thing. Like, you know, there was no day you could just show up to practice and not work hard and, you know, go through the motions. And, you know, and that's kind of what freshmen struggle with going into college. So that's why I feel like I'm so prepared. And I don't think this past year was a fair assessment on what I can really do and what I've really improved on. And that, you know, that just comes with going to a prep school, you know, sometimes that's how it is, right? When you have such good teammates and, you know, great coaches. But, you know, every day I was around NBA trainers. Every single day, an NBA trainer would train me multiple times a day. So it's like, you know, practice is, you know, ultra competitive. You're having to figure out ways to score one-on-one against, you know, top five player in a class who can jump out of the gym. So it's like all that sort of stuff, you know, was great. And, you know, I got way better. My shot got a lot better. Just everything defensively got better. So like everything I did, which is exactly why I went there in the first place, for to say, you know. So.
And how often was Kanye around, if at all?
Yeah, no, he was around quite a bit. He'd come to our games. He'd pop his head in here and there. He's pretty involved. He's pretty active. You know, he doesn't have our numbers, and we don't have his number for probably good reason. But I mean, he'll talk through, you know, our guys that's around him and stuff like that. So, but yeah, he was very involved.
Oh man. So are you usually an Adidas guy? And I ask this because BYU is a Nike school. Well, do you have typically a preference, or are you going to, or is Nike okay with you too?
Oh, I prefer Nike every single day. I hope I don't ever get, you know, get to the point where I have to pick and choose between Nike, and then go back and look at this interview and be like, oh, but you like Nike more than Adidas. I'm like, no, Nike. So like, it just fits me the best. But I mean, speaking of Adidas, I just got one of the guys sent me a pair of Yeezys today in the mail from
nice.
Bonda. So yeah, so you know, all that sorts of stuff. You know, my family got some stuff. So it was pretty cool. Yeah.
That is way cool. You know, I appreciate you taking the time, Braden, to hop onto the program to join me and discuss your commitment and signing with BYU. I know Cougar Nation's really excited to see you, and looking forward to covering your time with the Cougars.
Yeah, of course. Appreciate you having me.
All right, that was the newest BYU basketball commit, Braden Moore. And I really like his skill set. I think that if he can become if he could become Wyatt Lowell, but the version we all thought that he was going to be before the injury,
yeah,
that'd be a big addition, Mitch.
It would be, and I think that Braden Moore's going to have a chance to step in and contribute right away. I think that, you know, all these scholarships, you got to view them now from the lens, at least I do, 1 year. Maximize that 1 year, and then you hope it works for the best, and then it's the second year. I just think with the transfer portal and all the moving and shaking, like, hey, get some valuable opportunity right away. And I think that BYU is a place where he's going in with the right mindset, though. He's saying the right things where, yeah, I like the honor code. I think it's a good thing. He's intrigued by that. I think that is music to the ears of Cougar fans. When you hear that, that usually works out pretty well for a BYU student athlete, my opinion.
Reading between the lines with that type of commentary, too, to me is exactly the type of guy Coach Pope wants when he discusses the best locker room in America mantra. Like, you have to be all in. What made that team, like, what made the additions to the 2020 team so good is they bought in. Like, Matt Harms was all in to all BYU, and he succeeded. Brandon Averett, same way. Like, that's how you cultivate a great locker room. And when you hear guys like Braden Moore say those things, you instantly know this guy is going to work at BYU because he's coming in with the right mentality.
I think just going forward now for BYU, because they still have two scholarships remaining, I think the concern is that has the portal dried up to a point where you're now not going to get the guys that could be instant starters? Is it now just rotational guys? And if that's the case, you know, you're going to be a smaller team maybe, and you're going to have a lot of young guys getting opportunities to play, like a Dallin Hall, maybe a Richie Saunders. That's okay.
Yep.
You know, BYU will adjust accordingly. I still think that Mark Pope, don't sleep on this guy's ability to find a way to pull some strings and got an ace up his sleeve, man, because he's always got an ability to land a recruit. He's contacted many different athletes to find ways. But once you get to about June in the portal, it's now becoming more of the, okay, these guys are maybe on third school or fourth school, and that's for a reason.
And I'll tell you this, Mitch. I prefer what you just discussed, the Richie Saunders, the Dallin Halls. I can get into that. You know, I like that. I like seeing player development, new faces. I'm all in. Even though that team's probably not going to the tournament, I would be very interested in that team.
They just got to get one big. Just got to get one more big, because I think Atiki's going to be good. Foose is going to be amazing. But just get one more big just to ensure depth, and because you got to assume an injury is always going to happen. Yeah. Get one more big, and I think, hey, then you can kind of still work in that youth movement for BYU basketball as they get ready for the Big 12 Conference. Taking a break. The Hurry Up. We'll put a bow on the show, get you up to speed on all the news that you might have missed throughout the week. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.